Music heals the savage beast. Music heals the savage beast. We teach that to heal is to return to your original purity and integrity. We teach that to heal is to return to your original purity and integrity. It's not a matter of changing something. It's a matter of reassuming who we are. Coming back to our original purity and integrity. Music heals the savage beast. It returns the savage beast to its original purity and integrity, to its peaceful way, to its harmonious ways. Death is a disease to be cured. All inharmony is a disease to be cured. And the cure is running back to our original purity and integrity. Running back to our original balance, our original harmony. We teach this to our children, in not too strong a term, but we teach it to our children. We try to go into a hospital room and close the curtains and keep the sound down. But that's not the answer. That's not the answer of wholeness. Wholeness is the bright sun, the charming attitude, the peaceful conversation, the lovely music, the attitude that brings us back to where we are and who we are, what is important to our life. That's all that matters. What is important to our life? If music can heal the savage beast, how does it do it? Does it make the savage beast different than it normally is, or does it return the savage beast to its original attitude of peacefulness and calmness? Yes, we say, when a baby is born, you pat him on the bottom and you bring about certain life-giving attitudes that the baby has, and it's wonderful. But is that truly what we do? We start them breathing. We start them doing all the things that are necessary to do. That's right for you, for me, for everyone. Now, music heals the savage beast because it is bringing back the original purity and integrity. It's bringing back the original attitude. A mother says to her child, "There, there, all is okay." A doctor has a bedside manner. At least that's what we expect from a doctor, a bedside manner. And what do we find when we have a doctor who has a bedside manner? Well, we find the doctor who has a bedside manner is a doctor who takes the patient's hand and says, "Now, all is well." When a doctor is taking the patient's pulse, when the nurse is taking the patient's pulse, these things are bringing about a peaceful response in the patient. The patient can breathe and let it all out in a peaceful attitude. It's returning to our original balance, our original peace, original harmony. And as we return to that original balance, that original peace and original harmony, what happens to us? We leave behind those conditions that would make us ill. We leave behind those conditions that make us not feel good. Why is it that people who have near-death experiences tell you that they see a light, and they see the light as bright and beautiful, they see the light as charming, and the light is desirable? Why do they say that? Well, they say that because the light is representative of their original purity and integrity. Your original purity and integrity is not blackness. It's illumination. Your original purity and integrity is life, vitality. We know that music is heard in many different ways. And music is mathematics, and mathematics are music. So when we look to the music of the stars, when we look to the music of life, when we look to the harmony of our body, the music of our body, the ebb and flow of the blood and all the other fluids that pass through our body, pass around our body, they work in a harmony and a peace that is unbelievable. The number of times that our heart beats in our lifetime is just unbelievable. It is so fantastic. The number of times that our pulse pulses. When the nurse takes our pulse, one moment it's one reading, and another moment it's another reading. Because these are different attitudes that are going through our mind, different thoughts that are going through our mind, different experiences that are going through our mind. And as these experiences, thoughts, and attitudes go through our mind is in a harmonious balance, in a peaceful balance. And the pitch makes the difference. Sometimes the pitch is high, and the high pitch causes our body to feel uptight. And then the pitch becomes low and melodious and balanced, and our body becomes relaxed. Our body becomes at one with ourself. And it's a wonderful thing. It's a very wonderful thing, because that's where we are. That's what makes our life wonderful. Music heals the savage beast. We teach there's nothing to heal, for we are always and at all times our original purity and integrity. We are always whole and perfect. There's nothing to heal. But can we bring in balance our body? Can we bring in balance our life, our attitudes? Can we bring harmonious feelings, harmonious attitudes of who and where we are and what we are? Can we do that? And the answer is yes. We do that as we listen to the music of the mathematical universe, and we listen to the various pitches, and we listen to the feelings and the emotions. As we walk along and the birds are singing, we can hear the breeze rustling in the trees. We can see the animals gently jumping back and forth and doing their things in their natural imagination. And we look at ourselves and we are moving in our natural imagination. And we are in peace and we are in harmony. Music heals the savage beast by returning it to its original purity and integrity. The music returns the body to its original feeling of balance and harmony. And we can do that. What music do you listen to? Do you listen to the great operatic music that makes your mind soar and makes your attitude and your body come alive in ways you never dreamed possible? Or do you listen to music that is peaceful, harmonious, gentle, loving? Do you listen to music that makes your body feel good, that makes you feel good, that makes you feel wonderful? What do you listen to? How do you listen to your life? How do you listen to what goes on in your world? Are you that being, that wonderful, magical being that is your original purity and integrity? Are you that being? You can be. It's all a matter of what sort of music you choose to listen to in your soul, in your body, in your mind, in your attitude, in your world. What do you choose to turn on? We hear these young people turning on this very violent, metallic music, and we think to ourselves, oh, that is inharmonious. That is not in good vibrations of my life. But the reason that they're turning it on, they want to live life fast. They want to live life exciting. They like to live life in a demand to be. And it's just something that talks to us and says, cool it, cool it. If you're in trouble, cool it, relax. If you're out of balance, cool it, relax. All is in divine order. And so we say to ourselves, all is in divine order. We are the music that heals the savage beast. And when we here's something that's out of balance, out of harmony, not the music that we love to know and be, then we stop and we say, all is in divine order now. We stop and we say, I am in peace. I am peace. I am love. I am harmony. Say that to yourself today. Say that to yourself every moment of your life. And when you have a tendency to turn on the exciting music that wants to make your heart pump faster and make your life go faster, remember, you have the opportunity to turn on the music of balance, turn on the music of peace, turn on the music of harmony, and turn it on now. Return to your original purity and integrity. The pitch of the music makes a difference. Are you ready to enjoy your wholeness, your harmony, your peace, your love, as I am now? And if you have a hurt in your body, it's because somewhere you haven't made a balance and returned to your original purity and integrity. If you have a condition in your life that says to you, this is not right, I do not feel good about it, stop. See what you're listening to. See what you're getting excited about. See what turns you on. See what makes your life exciting and wonderful and beautiful. And if balance, harmony, peace, returning to your original purity and integrity is the direction you want to go, then you will be sure to enjoy perfect health all along the way. Start today to make this claim upon yourself and watch how things happen in your life, how music heals the savage beast of illness, of unhappiness, of anything that is not you, and know that it is done now. No. As I love myself, and as I tell myself, I like me, I like me, I like me, I say of you, I love you, I love you, I love you.